The Kingston General Hospital Auxiliary has made a significant investment in local healthcare, presenting Kingston Health Sciences Centers with $314,650 at their 120th annual general meeting last week. President of the Auxiliary, Chelsea Reynolds, spoke with CFRC about the accomplishment after difficult years during and following the pandemic.
So leading into COVID, we had been in the middle of a seven-year commitment. We had pledged $2.5 million. And so it was a little bit of a struggle in 2020, 21, 22 to meet that commitment because things hadn't been, you know, we'd shut down, the cafe was a little bit limited, and so it was hard. And now, yeah, we've ramped right back up and we're back to where we had been pre-COVID. So it's very exciting.
Between the consistent effort, generous donors, and other programs returning, all efforts came together to bring the total back to pre-COVID numbers.
We've been able to open back up our lottery booth. It had closed for COVID, and then we opened again in the fall of 23. So that has helped. And the cafe has just been a very steady growth again. And we always like to say, like, we really rely on our staff there, and shout out to our manager in particular, who's done a really good job. She's always looking for, you know, fresh and local and, you know, suppliers that she can work with on what we need throughout the year. So that has helped. And our staff, like not our staff, but the staff in the hospital are extremely loyal. Like we have people that line up, you know, they know the specials that are coming up and, you know, they commit to getting their lunches there. So that's fantastic. So yeah, it's just been sort of a, you know, a whole bunch of different things that have, you know, just built back up.
The Auxiliary chose to commit to a selection of items to make an immediate impact, a slight shift after their previous commitment towards redevelopment at the hospital.
So last year, I think we gave, I think it was $250,000. And so then this year, we were able to up it a little bit. But that money went towards redevelopment, which was what that seven-year commitment had been. And now redevelopment is on hold on the hospital's end. And so as a group, we decided we wanted to do something that would be a little more immediate, a little more in action right away kind of thing. So that's why we've gone with the $314,000. We're doing NICU ventilators and we're doing the oncology treatment chairs. And those are things that can be purchased in the short term and, you know, be used right away in the hospital. So
the total allowed them to make significant headway, exceeding expectations.
Like the oncology chairs, there was supposed to be a three-year commitment. They were hoping to get five every year, and we had enough money that we could do all 15. So we can just tick that one off the list, and we'll see what comes up next year.
In all, the funds will be used to purchase a point-of-care ultrasound machine for the pediatric program, four NICU ventilators, and 15 oncology treatment chairs. In addition, the KGH Auxiliary is also providing educational funding for KHSC staff through the annual Millennium Bursary Fund, as well as supporting elder life and critical care programs. The group came together at their annual general meeting last week to announce the total and celebrate.
This is our best turnout at our AGM since before COVID as well, because I think everybody was excited to see that amount and to, you know, do you feel like you're part of the group that's working towards something together? And you know, like I do with the lottery booth, and you think, oh, well, you know, it's just a couple hours, a couple times a week, but like every little bit counts and you're contributing. And so, yeah, everybody has been really excited. And I know Dr. Pecora and the staff at the hospital had also come to the meeting and, you know, offered lots of appreciation to our volunteers.
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.